And now the game where we invite on smart people and ask them dumb questions. It's called Not My Job. Look, Anderson Cooper, fine, he's great, but how many times has he performed life-saving surgery while on the job? Dr. Sanjay Gupta has. He is CNN's chief medical correspondent. He is also a practicing physician, a teacher of medicine, and one of the sexiest men alive. Now, that's just my opinion, but People Magazine agrees. He's got a new Father's Day special out this weekend. Dr. Gupta, welcome to Wait,
Thanks
Wait,
so
Don't
much
Tell
for having me.
Right.
I'm delighted to be here.
We're delighted to have you.
That whole sexy person thing, that really undermines my thing, doesn't it? You're on a roll, you get the whole accolades, and then the sexy man thing.
Really?
Do you I think it's okay.
Do you think that
I don't know.
But you were named like the 100 most beautiful people in People Magazine. Do you think that really undermines the professional respect that you have earned through your labors?
Well, everyone always laughs, so yeah. I hear that, and that makes me really self-conscious. What exactly are they laughing at?
When they laugh, do they laugh, or do they kind of give you a girlish giggle and bat their eyes? And I'm referring, of course, to Wolf Blitzer when I think of that. Why, Sanjay? I mean, do people say to you things like, why, Dr. Gupta, do you still do house calls? That's right. Now, I assume that you were a doctor before you became a reporter and correspondent for CNN, only because it'd be too hard to go to medical school with your schedule.
Right. Yeah, no, I still practice medicine. I was a doctor. I used to write a lot during medical school and during training. A lot of it was on health policy, and that was my real interest. And the television part of it came much later, after I'd already started practicing.
Right.
Practice.
And once you were on TV, and once you became very well known as a TV personality, are people surprised when they're lying in their hospital room and the door opens and in you walk?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There are people who are genuinely surprised by it. And sometimes people will say, wait a second, you're doing my brain tumor surgery tomorrow. I don't want you thinking about anything but my brain tumor till then, which is, I think, how I'd fall in the category. Other people actually come seek you out because they think you're on television, therefore you must be good, which isn't necessarily true. I mean, not that I'm bad, but yeah. You know, it doesn't make any better.
I once had George Clooney do surgery on me, and I did very poorly.
I so tried to get Geraldo to do my hernia, but...
Yeah.
Do they go to, like, Dr. Oz for a second opinion, I wonder?
Like, do you guys hang out, like you and Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz and all the great TV doctors?
The doctor's lounge.
Dr. Phil a doctor? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were people booing me just now?
No.
I wish I was there.
They're with you.
They're with you. They think you're sexy, too. So, I mean, you are perhaps the least anonymous practicing physician in America. And thus, we know the classic cliche about doctors is you can't tell anybody what you do for a living because immediately they start pulling up their shirt and showing you their moles and asking you about their pains. This must happen to you when you walk down the street, right?
It happens all the time. And airports, for whatever reason, are characteristically the highest target area. You're walking through and people, in some ways, it's flattering because, you know, people find you approachable. And they want to, and maybe they just heard you talk about something, and
they just feel lousy in airports, I think.
Yeah. Right. And you know, and a lot of times I enjoy it. Oftentimes I'm just late for my flight, so it's you know, I have to sort of, you know, dash off.
You're too nice of a guy, I have to say. Your persona is very inviting. Not only are you a doctor, so you're obliged to help people, but you seem like somebody who's approachable. If I were you, I'd become unapproachable.
Yeah,
you won't miss another flight again.
You got any tips on that?
Sagal will tell you.
You can't talk to this guy.
Yeah, I know. When somebody says, come on, it's not brain surgery, do you go, damn, and walk away?
So it's funny, when I started in television, you know, everyone came up to me and would say that joke as if they were the first person to ever say it. You know?
You mean this? Please tell me not exactly the specific joke that I just made.
Almost exactly.
I got a great idea for a joke if we ever get a rocket scientist on this show. Let me tell you. No, I want to ask you one more thing before we get to the game. About the Gupta girls, we've heard that you have a sort of semi-organized coterie of groupies.
So I told you I didn't like the sexy man thing, so you bring this up?
I know, we love it. Oh, this is pure envy. You know, are they, I mean, how organized are the Gupta girls, and have you ever met them?
I don't know if I've ever met them or not. I don't think they would declare
You'd know.
Themselves.
Oh, yeah. When a gaggle of female fans wants to meet you, you know. You're very aware of it.
Wow.
I don't know how organized they are. It's just a website. You know, I have three daughters now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's funny because my wife, who has a very good sense of humor, thankfully, she refers to herself and my three daughters as the Gupta girls. So they are the newly anointed Gupta girls. Happy to report.
I understand. Well, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, we are delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You gave us more than country music, sir. You gave us sausage.
This week, the nation said farewell to Jimmy Dean, who died at the age of 81 after a lifetime of providing the world with both homespun country tunes and tasty breakfast meats. In his honor, we're going to ask you three questions about, of course, sausage. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl singing Big Bad John on their voicemail. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Carl, who is Dr. Gupta playing for?
The doctor is playing for Jeff Lesh of Elmhurst, Illinois.
All right, here we go then. Here's your first question. Round of applause for Jeff Lesh. Sausages, of course, play a large role in the civic life of many communities, such as which of these? A, the town of Chico, California, which elects a blood sausage queen every May 1st. B, the town of Elmore, Ohio, which rings in the new year with their famous sausage drop. Or C, the town of Bassett, Nebraska, which annually features the world's largest living sausage, people stuffed into a tube, at their 4th of July picnic.
Oh.
Are there any more choices?
That's it.
I'm going to go with the Midwest, I think.
You're going to go with which one?
Elmore, Ohio.
Elmore, Ohio, the sausage drop. You're right, sir.
Wow.
There you go.
Process of elimination.
Elmore is home to the Tanks Meats Company. It has a veritable sausage fest every December 31st.
Wow.
Featuring a sausage eating contest, a raw sausage toss, and of course a falling 18-foot-long illuminated sausage that rings in every new year. Here's your next question. You already got one right. Sausage, like anything wonderful, sometimes tempts people into crime. Which of these was a real sausage-related felony? A man in Fresno, California, broke into an apartment, rubbed one resident with spices, and hit the other with an 8-inch sausage. B, a man robbed a Denny's in Port Arthur, Texas, demanding, instead of money, all the breakfast sausages they had. Or C, a woman was convicted of attempted industrial espionage when she tried to smuggle 8 pounds of sausage out of a Tennessee factory in her pants.
Wow.
She wanted the recipe.
You know, it's funny because I was going to go for the Denny's one for sure, given that, you know, you get a real craving for something and
maybe
you're that crazy like that. But the C one just sounds so unlikely that it might actually be the right answer. I'm going to go with C.
So you're going to go with a woman who was arrested for industrial espionage for smuggling 8 pounds of sausage in her pants. No, I'm afraid, believe it or not, it was the first one. The guy who broke into the apartment, rubbed spice on one guy, hit the other with the sausage. Antonio Vasquez was arrested in a nearby field. Sadly, the conviction was put in doubt because a dog ate the weapon. The sausage. Well, this is very exciting, though. I like it when this happens. Basically, it's come down to the last question. If you get this one right, you win. Sausages, Dr. Gupta, are not just for eating. New and even more amazing uses for sausages are being discovered every day, such as which of these? A, the all-meat band of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which makes music entirely by blowing on, strumming, or hitting various sausages. B, in Germany, a man has built an entire house out of interlinked sausages. Or C, in South Korea, people use them to operate their iPhone touchscreens in cold weather so they don't have to take their gloves off.
They all sound true to me.
Let's see. I think B can't work because your house would get eaten.
Yes.
C, it seems like you'd be able to come up with a better... Why do they pick sausage up with their eyes?
Let it go, man.
All right. Doing this for you, Jeff.
Hold on. Say that again, please.
C.
You're right. It was...
How does he do it?
This is in South Korea. It gets cold, and they don't want to take their hands out of their gloves to use the iPhone, because as you know, the iPhone touchscreen uses some sort of conductivity of human skin, and apparently this kind of sausage works just as well. I don't know. Perhaps if we had a doctor here, they could explain this to you. Does it make any sense? Well, apparently it works, because we've seen pictures of them doing it. So, Carl, how did Dr. Gupta do on our quiz?
Well, he came through at the end, Peter. Doctor, you had two correct answers, so you win for Jeff Lesh.
There you go. Well done. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is CNN's chief medical correspondent. You can see his special this Father's Day. Dr. Gupta, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure. Real honor.
Pleasure to have you.
Just keep those carrot sticks coming.
I know how sausage is made.